broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello, and happy Thursday night here in Cullman. It's me, Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach, and welcome to our show tonight. If you've been here before, then we thank you for that. And if you're a frequent listener of the show, that's what we thank you for. I got my wording a little bit mixed up tonight. But if you're new here, just know that you are amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear, to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversation that will motivate you to change or continue on your own health journey with confidence. And one of the things we'd like to invite our listeners to do tonight is if you have a question or a comment, just feel free to give us a call, 256-737-9505. And last week, we had a special guest in the studio, and he is back again tonight. And we've actually kind of talked about him being here a little more regular, but we're here with Chad
Oppel. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Better than last week.
Better.
That's right.
What do you mean?
Just better workouts this week.
Oh, okay.
Versus last week. Yeah.
Well, what made the difference?
I don't know. Eating better, I guess. You know, really, I really think it's the little bit cooler weather this week. You know,
oh, yeah.
That little bit more fill of fall that made the workouts better.
Okay. And so basically you work out most of the time outside?
Sometimes, okay. You know, about half the time.
So I listened to your background story last week, Chad, and of course you and I went to high school together. I figured out why you feel better this week.
Okay, why is that?
You watched more He-Man reruns.
Hey, you may have something there, you know.
Could be.
Yeah, I love that.
Did they ever remake a movie about, I'm sure they did. They remade everything, but.
I think they remade one, but it's been about 15 years ago. Yeah. But yeah, if I watched He-Man before workout, I could break some records.
There you go.
Are you a regular He-Man man, Jay?
I was when I was young.
No,
but, you know, I've got to be honest. I remember bits and pieces of this, and I enjoyed watching Jim and the Holograms because I was more interested in the girls than the big buff guys. But that's not an attack at you, Chad.
That's all
right. I enjoyed.
That's all right.
You asked, Sandy.
Yes, I did.
You opened the door to that.
I did, and you're welcome, everybody. So we are going to talk a little bit tonight about just low glycemic eating, mm-hmm. And what do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because the diet we were talking about, when people start a diet, the misconception is I'm just going to eat cardboard, drink water, and eat rice cakes,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
And for a short amount of time.
For a short amount of time, mm-hmm. and guess what's high on the glycemic index? Rice cakes are like a 78.
Yeah.
You know, and so
low calorie, but
it's just empty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, and so I'll pull up if this will be the time. Now I'm pulling up this chart. Someone from Argentina or Peru or Australia will call me. I have like 200 numbers. You know,
the interesting thing about the glycemic index too is one of the things that I've learned along the way is, so if sugar is at 100. Carrots, for instance, are a very kind of deceiving thing because raw, mm-hmm. they're at about a 30, but you go and you roast those little suckers or you cook them up and they're very tasty, but that busts them right up to be about an 80. And mm-hmm. So it can be, some of that stuff, those starchy vegetables can be pretty deceiving.
It can get tricky, like watermelon's a high glycemic, but then it'll say watermelon ripe, and then it'll bump up the points. But I'm looking at this chart here, and I got it from a cardiologist. I didn't make this chart up. It came from a doctor, and I'd be willing to send this chart to anyone who is interested, because I went off this chart, and it really helped me. But you get to eat lean red meat, skinless chicken, shellfish, fish, skinless turkey, low-fat cheese. I mean, all that's on the low glycemic versus, you know, you get over here to any kind of potatoes. If you're trying to lose weight and you're eating those, you're out of luck. It's not going to happen, you know. But
even with that fancy new air fryer.
That's right. That's But one thing I saw is not only the glycemic index, but that glycemic load, you know. And all that's going to do is how much it's going to take up that blood sugar. And, you know, one of the highest ones I saw, and if I'd known this as a kid, it would just break my heart.
Twinkies.
I'll give you a hint. It's in the like Capri Sun section at the grocery store.
Oh, Sunny Delight.
It is fruit roll-ups.
Oh, okay.
I used to eat those by the box, and it's got a 99 on the glycemic index.
Yeah.
I mean, glucose is 100, like you said. So it's might as well, it's sugar. Yeah. It's like a roll of sugar.
It is deceiving. One of the other things that I learned, too, with being able to watch those particular items, those low glycemic items, but that portion matters too, because it does just, I mean, you can really overdo it on something as healthy as like kale, to where that portion is so big it can boost your insulin too. And that's something I never knew. I just always thought if I took care of the quality, the quantity would take care of itself.
Right.
But it didn't work out for me that way.
Portion control, I mean, it's along that and the meal prepping, as we talked about outside, that is so hard.
Yeah.
For so many people, including me.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, though, because one of the things that I find, it's almost why people think it's hard, because it's unfamiliar. Now, I know people that have no problem canning all kinds of breaded okra or all kinds of breaded fried, you know, breaded squash and things like that. But the time to put in and prep low glycemic foods that are unfamiliar to them, that's almost where the fear comes in for people sometimes. So, but the food prep is, it could be fun too.
It could be fun. And I'm an okay cook. I'm more of someone who heats something, you know, like I'll get a fish and grill or bake or whatever the case, you know. But when it comes to, well, let's put all these little ingredients on it, I don't know what I'm doing. And that's okay.
Yeah,
you know, that's okay.
Well, I have a friend, a good friend, that always said, if you can read, you can cook. And I always thought that's pretty good. It's true, too. So,
well, also, you made the excellent point about the support groups, how it doesn't matter if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to quit smoking, or whatever the case is. If you don't have the support group, your success rate is probably not going to be too good. I mean, no matter your willpower, I mean, if you're trying to build muscle, be a bodybuilder, that's a little bit different. You can get in there by yourself, but trying to lose that weight, considering it didn't happen overnight, it became a habit. So it's a habitual way of life, and you're used to it, so you got to have that support, just as if you were a smoker for 20 years. It's not going to give up very easily.
Yeah, and willpower is one of those things that it can be fleeting. I mean, it can be here today, gone in a half hour, based on what you're faced with. And but having the supports made all the difference. Now, I have been in situations too where I have gone to have support, for instance, in a weight loss group, and I spent a lot of time in a group like that, but it wasn't the right kind of support, because they really truly supported each other in maintaining all those bad habits of talking about how many calories is in everything, but there was never any application once they left the meeting, you know. And when they did leave the meeting, they would go out to eat and support each other in that. Well, we're going to start again tomorrow. And I did that for years, thinking I was doing the right thing for myself. And it's like you said, once you find those like-minded people and they're really putting application to the information, and which, by the way, is what helps to create the transformation, it's almost you can get unstoppable in a group like that. So
you really can. There were days when I used to have a workout partner. I don't have one right now because I'm all over the place. It'd be unfair to try to get mm-hmm. someone to be a partner, but there would be days I would be saying, okay, please cancel because I'm not into it today. And he'd say, okay, I'll see you at 4:30. I'm like, oh well, I'll go, and ended up feeling so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was going, thank yeah. goodness he didn't cancel. And he probably thought the same thing about me a few days going, please cancel. Mm-hmm. So we had support, and that was with, you know, trying to build muscle and lose fat. We weren't necessarily trying to lose weight. So it's even more important on diet and losing weight than it is on bodybuilding. You
yeah.
know?
It's funny, though, how when we are left to ourselves, we really, I mean, I know me personally, I can have a lot of quit about me.
Can you? I don't see
that.
Well, come on.
I can, but when I get that support and I have somebody to go meet and walk or do something like that, it definitely makes a big difference.
I just don't buy that.
Well, I'm not selling it, so it's so it's the truth, though. It really is. But that's helped me, and what I have done is every day of the week I have a piece of support, whether it's just a fellow friend on the journey that I do meet and walk with, or it's just an online face-to-face Zoom meeting or something like that. It's every day I touch on healthy habits in some way, shape, or form. And I've had to do it that way to be able to continue to move forward and want my change to last, because God, goodness knows I've, you know, hit that goal before for like an hour and then went right back to my old behavior. And I don't want that anymore. I just really want to mm-hmm. continue forward.
It really, I mean, I know this sounds elementary and redundant, but it really is better, you know, to lose that 5 pounds and keep it off versus lose 10 and it come right back, mm-hmm. you know. And I know that's common sense, but it's the truth. It's lose a little bit at a time, because really when people start losing, hey, you know, I lost 15 pounds, you know, in 3 weeks. Well, maybe you did, but 6 or 7 may be coming back
yeah.
before you, you know, because a lot of that is water. A lot of that, you know, like talked about the rice cakes and all that earlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, you start eating that kind of diet, you're going to be starving yourself and your metabolism slows.
Yeah.
So you can, the way I believe, you can actually eat yourself out of fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, the more small meals, good for you meals that you eat, you can actually increase your metabolism and lose weight.
Yeah, and boy, does your body get used to that.
That's right.
That's what happened to me. It's just, I got very used to that. And while things were changing on the outside, definitely there was some really good things going on the inside that I couldn't even see. Mm-hmm. But as a result of that, I was sleeping better. I felt more energy. I had clarity. And that just made all the difference in the world. And that's a heck of a lot better than going through a few weeks thinking, oh my gosh, this is horrible. I can't wait till I don't have to do this anymore, which is how it all was in the past. So.
How did you feel when you had your cheat day? How'd that make you feel after eating good?
Yeah.
So.
I didn't have a cheat day for about 7 solid months.
That's
and
impressive.
Yeah.
But when you
good.
Had that, you didn't feel
oh,
too
yeah.
good, did you?
No, no.
Yeah.
And I still don't, because occasionally I do, you know. But hey, I'm on the straight and narrow now, and that's what counts.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell by looking at you.
Well.
So.
You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk. We're here with Chad and Sandy, and we'll be back after the break. Thanks.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. We are here just talking, and one of the things that is just always on, I feel like always on my mind and probably on yours too, Chad, is just encouraging people that health, better health is possible. And I really like the saying that our lifestyle can be our medicine for sure. And so we're just here to encourage anybody that is, you know, thinking that they're ready to make a change, because this is a great season to do that. September, fall coming, the holidays coming, and this is a very smart time actually to get a handle on those sugar cravings by experiencing what it feels like to choose a low glycemic way of eating. And then the thing that's really cool about that is those holidays coming, you can be in control of your holidays instead of them being in control of you, and that sugar and all those things that are about to come down the pike. So we just want to encourage people that, you know, it's possible.
Oh, it's very possible. It's baby steps, really, because if you're eating, first of all, I'd encourage a person to sit down and tabulate how much sugar are they eating. Mm-hmm. You know, because if they're eating 150 grams of sugar a day or even more, they can't go to 10 or 20 grams. They'll crash.
Yeah.
And they'll bite everyone's head off in their path. You know, so, I mean, I would say if they're...
Are you talking about me?
Well, you already did that once. You know, that's why y'all had to drag me back. you know, if you're say, at 100, you know, grams of sugar, try to cut it by 30 or 40% that first week, and if it doesn't agree with you, you know. But this is not a one-time thing. This is supposed to be something I've told my family and friends that you can adhere for the long run.
Yeah,
you know, something you can see yourself doing for the long run, and you'll be, if you like what you're doing, then you'll succeed with support. You'll feel better, as you said. You'll sleep better. You'll be less anxious. You'll have more clarity. You'll have that zest for life. I want to get out and do something. You won't have that, you know, that feeling after Thanksgiving where you're like, I'm done for the rest of the day.
Nap.
And it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You're you're done the rest of the day. Even sometimes into the next day, it feels like I just don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, yeah. that's part of it. But
even the holidays too. I mean, I think that a mm-hmm. lot of times, God, before I even got started on my journey, a lot of my days felt like what you just described for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us Americans are living like that, where we eat like every day is a holiday now. So our body doesn't even get that chance to feel great for all the other days. And then Thanksgiving comes. And one of my favorite lines too is, it doesn't matter as much what you eat between Thanksgiving and Christmas as it does what you eat between Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. You know, because a couple of meals are not going to derail a person.
Yeah.
I mean, I would still use moderation in anything, but, you know, if you want that piece of cheesecake, if you've been busting your tail, then eat that piece of cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
But you're exactly right, between Christmas and the next Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, what's cool too is that it ends up being, and that's, I gotta say, that's where a lot of my mental growth has been, where that ends up being more of a choice. So that cheesecake would be a choice versus it be a cheat and something that would knock me off kilter, and then I'd be beating myself up, and next thing I know, I'd be, you know, having way more than just that slice of cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been that diet mentality to overcome that, and it is a choice. And it's like you said, a few things here and there, it's not gonna take you far off the path.
No,
it's really good.
Unless you're pulling a man versus food, you'll be all right. You know, that guy, he gained 70 pounds that 1 year, and a sit-down 10,000-calorie meal.
Wow.
I mean, that makes me want to go in there and yak right now thinking about it.
Yak. That's funny. Yeah, I just, I really, you know, if, I don't know about you, but I feel good if we just could encourage one person to pass on a soda tonight. You know, that's a win. That's a victory
sure. In
this. And I always tell people too, if your habit that you want to start to change is fast food, let's just say it's fast food and it's hitting the drive-thru. One way to start being more mindful of that is park. Park your car and walk in.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot different and brings a lot more mindfulness to the situation than just going through a drive-thru and toggling your little window and, you know, paying your money and grabbing a bag of 2,000 calorie stuff. It's a lot different when you got to physically pick yourself up, open the door, and go in.
That's right. And another thing, like it's very similar. If someone works at, say, Ray Hall or Utah, you know, some of these places that have very large parking lots, unless you're assigned a parking lot, park towards the end.
Yes.
And that'll burn you an extra 80 or 100 calories a day. Just that, even you might get in there and say, oh, I left this in the car. Well, you have to walk back there.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's not a punishment. It's just another way, if you're on some kind of, you know, assembly line or something like that where you don't move that much, then just that extra walking per day, it's better than nothing. That's just a trick.
Yeah, I agree. And one of my teacher friends told me recently that she started doing that as to add a little more non-exercise activity
mm-hmm.
to her day. And she said one of the things that she recognized was that it was really nice, and it gave her the opportunity to gather her thoughts as she was walking into school. And that was just a benefit she never even expected to come from it. So, Chad, I guess we'll know that we're doing our job when everybody is fighting over the back parking lots spaces at Walmart and not the front ones.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's right. And that's just, I agree totally with you. I mean, I think that fast food and the soft drinks, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Just like, well, what we were talking about, the beer belly earlier, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, so I don't think there's any such thing as that beer belly, because, you know, when someone drinks beer, they're not going to say, okay, let's go get some grilled tilapia and some asparagus.
Yeah.
That doesn't go together. They're going to let's get some burger and fries, pizza. So it's what the beer causes them to eat.
Yeah, it's a habit belly.
It's a habit belly.
Yeah,
because the beer calories compared to what food it leads them to is actually a very small piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm. Unless you know they're drinking
15 a day.
Yeah,
you know, I mean that could be the case. I do know a
then it would it possibly could be a beer belly.
Well, I know two or three people that do that, and they're thin as a rail.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I won't say.
They must be eating the tilapia.
Well, what they're doing is they're not eating food with it because it'll fill them up, and they can't drink any more beer.
Yeah, well. So,
but that's beside the point.
And that's another good point to talk about, that health doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have excess pounds on you. Like, you can be thin and unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can.
I think sometimes that's something that gets overlooked. So
it all goes back to that body fat test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you take out those calipers and take out that tape and tell real quick, because there are some guys that look real thin, and you know, like in cartoons where you pick up a hound dog by the neck and you, it's like that. You pick him up, and he's got about 4 inches of skin there. He looks thin until you do that, and you can pull him.
Yes.
You know, skinny fat's what it is.
Yes. Yeah, I hear there's some calipers in my future.
There are calipers in your future next week if you want. And tape, yes. And it's going live.
Yes, I'm going to be getting calipered and tape measured, because I got some hairy, audacious goals to hit by the end of this year. So we figured, what a better way than to do it live.
That's
and
right.
Throw down the gauntlet.
Well, you're gonna get calipered and tape, and then you're gonna run a mile.
Well, yeah, you had me at caliper and tape. So,
oh gosh.
Yeah, it should be interesting. But no, I'm up for the challenge. I'm excited to. Excited to take my journey to the next level, that's for sure. And invite anybody along who wants to come, who wants to join us. And on Saturday mornings at the Red Door Cafe, anybody's invited to come join us. We're going through a workbook called Living a Longer, Healthier Life, and it's all about piecing those healthy daily lifestyle habits together just in small increments. And we do that at 8 in the morning, so from 8 to 9. And anybody's welcome. You don't even have to have the workbook. You just come and check it out and see if it's a good fit for you. Because one of the things that we are really passionate about is building the community and giving people support. And because what I find for me is it just helps me on my journey, because I get support out of it too. So it's been great.
I'd love it if just two people out of 10 that you see out in public,
mm-hmm.
that you can tell whether they're overweight or morbidly obese, mm-hmm. if just two out of those 10 would make a turn,
mm-hmm.
then that could
build that on ripple its, effect,
you know,
yes.
Because the trend now, I mean, it's obvious what the trend now is.
Yeah.
And that could take a big time turn. There was something that happened about 10 years ago where I know Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts had trouble with their sales because there was some low-carb craze.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I barely remember it. But something started that trend, you know, and you saw these people hitting the gym. It was very short-lived.
Yeah. Well, we need to turn that trend
around.
We do
need to turn that trend. But if someone could experience someone else's joy, mm-hmm. when they get to tip-top shape, then it would start a trend.
Yeah, well, we're doing it. We're throwing down the gauntlet here in Coleman. You're listening to Chad Oppel and Sandy Seibert on Path Changers Habits of Health Talk. Stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show. He's coming up next. Have a great week.
A time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.